The Pat Miller Program, from the Windows, Doors, and More studio, with designers on staff to help you figure out how to remodel your kitchen and bath on WoWo, 1190 AM, 107.5 FM. Depend on it.
Hi, we're back. It is the third hour. This show, now for me, and I was having a conversation with the producer par excellence, one John Graham. This show is just flying today. It seems like we got to 5 o'clock, and it feels like it should only be 3:30. Let's do this. This is one of my favorite parts of my entire week, when you and I have the chance to sit down and listen to one of Indiana's own, who's done very well and ended up inside the Beltway reporting for a great organization. He's with Real Clear Politics. He's their White House correspondent. It's Philip Wegman. Philip, good afternoon to you, my good friend.
Hey, Pat. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk here. Okay, pick your poison. There's two things I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about Liz Cheney, and I want to talk to you about jobs and the president's understanding of it or lack thereof. Which one do you want to start first?
Well, I'll start with Liz Cheney, because that seems to be the most dramatic and gossipy of all the headlines today.
Do some people think she's got nothing to worry about there inside the Beltway? Do they think this is much ado about nothing, or do people realize the drumbeats might actually be getting pretty loud?
The consensus is that she is toast. She is going to lose her spot in House leadership. She'll still be a member representing Wyoming, of course. But the reason that Liz Cheney sort of is being ousted is not because she criticized the president. Plenty of House Republicans have criticized the president on this or that. Mm-hmm. The difference is that she keeps on bringing it up. You know, if you look at Mitch McConnell, for instance, he has suffered a lot of barbs from the president, but he just deflects because the president isn't going to help Republicans regain their majority in the House or the Senate. He doesn't have a meaningful role in any kind of legislation. And so he ignores the attacks. Liz Cheney seems to want to talk about them constantly, and I think that House Republicans are—they're tired of it, and they're looking for someone new.
Now, Elise Stefanik, who is being bandied about as the answer for the Republican Party to take over for her in her leadership positions, if this all comes about. Elise Stefanik is from New York. Now, she's not from New York City, but she's from the 21st District of New York. Could this be, put on your far-thinking cap here, Philip, could this be a double win for Republicans, that they could remove Liz Cheney and say, even with a name like Cheney, you can't just come up here and slander the previous president and basically slander the policies that we all voted for here. You can't trash that and at the same time put in somebody who is not only more conservative, but who adopts America is Back and who is from a highly Democratic state. Would that not be a win-win?
Well, there are some Republicans who certainly think that elevating a woman from New York is going to help them with their public image as they try to win back suburban women ahead of the midterms. What's interesting, though, is that Elise Stefanik, if you look at any of the different scorecards from Heritage Action, 538,
right,
Club for Growth, she's actually more liberal than Cheney. And in fact, Cheney, she had more agreement with President Trump than Stefanik. But the difference is that the House Republicans see this as sort of a symbolic moment in that Stefanik was the star defense attorney, so to speak, for President Trump during the impeachment trial. They would rather have her represent them than Cheney, because they see Cheney as sort of a distraction. And the longer this lasts, the less they're talking about their agenda, about the things that they want to accomplish.
Well, and would you say over the last 6 months, Philip, my thought, maybe not yours, but I think Cheney has done and said more to keep all this in the middle of the pot and keep stirring it rather than some of the other Republicans. If she would have just shut up 6 months ago and just sat there and just done a job, none of this might not be talked about. But it's almost like she's daring the Republican leadership to do something.
And that's something that Representative Jim Banks put in on when he was on Fox News Sunday this weekend, when he said, look, He doesn't begrudge Cheney for her personal views, but she is the third ranking Republican.
Yeah.
She doesn't just represent herself. She represents another 200 and some other Republicans, and she's making it more difficult for them to turn the page.
Yeah. And that's incredible. Can I ask you another silly question? I had this proposed to me late last week that with Stefanik going in there, and basically rewarding her for, I don't know if rewarding somebody for being a woman makes sense, but rewarding her for being a Republican and a woman from New York who basically has kept her nose clean, like you said, sometimes actually voted more left than some would like. But would that not show to the greater crowd across the country that Republicans are not just a bunch of stuffed conservative shirts, but would it also maybe cause her to become a bit more conservative than she is?
Well, Representative Stefanik is certainly, she is bragging about her conservative votes. I think that she is going to become more conservative in leadership because that's the direction of the Republican Party right now. But this is, it's hard to get away from it. This is a question of how the Republican Party deals with the legacy of Trump. And the sort of prevailing view is that he had his 4 years. Yes, he's still, you know, wildly popular within the party, but Republicans feel that it's better to just move on rather than relitigate every different fight.
Yeah, and I think honestly, part of what's happening here, not all of it, but part of it is not just punishing Liz Cheney for her statements and some of her stands of late. But she is where she is because of who her father was. And I think that the Republicans are trying to show something to her and to the squishy middle of the Republican Party. This is more Donald Trump's Republican Party than it continues to be George W. Bush's Republican Party.
Absolutely.
Your thought? Do you think that's true?
You hit the nail on the head. That's what this is. I mean, we have this big question of what is, the right going to do post-Trump? Are they going to return to the sort of Chamber of Commerce policies, the big business policies of the past, or are they going to embrace, Trumpism and his populism sans Trump? It certainly seems that it is the latter, at least for now.
Yeah. Let's change channels real quick, and I got to be careful of this, folks, because now with Philip, he charges me by the minute, but also by the topic. Let's let's move from hey, Philip, just know this, okay? I'm out tomorrow for a back procedure, and I'm not back until Monday, so I'm just cramming everything into these 2 days. I'm just full of it today, okay? Just so you know. All right. Here we go. To which Philip is now saying to himself, and how is that different from every other time I've been on your program? So let's switch to unemployment. President Biden came out last Friday, tried to put all of our thoughts at ease because we had a jobs report where there were supposed to be just under 1 million new jobs. It was less than a third of that. And he's trying to boil all this over, and he says, I know there's been a lot of discussion since Friday. He goes, since Friday's report, that people are being paid to stay home rather than go to work. Well, we don't see much evidence of that. Is he not looking?
Yeah, because if you speak to businesses, if you look at analysis by Bank of America, the fact is that if you were making around $32,000 before the pandemic, you are better off remaining on enhanced unemployment the way it's been set up during the pandemic than returning to work. This is something that employers have expressed frustration over. And what was interesting is on Friday, the president comes out and says, these job numbers are disappointing, but we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
I don't think that these unemployment benefits are part of the story. But then he got quite a bit of pile on over the weekend, not just from congressional Republicans, but from governors across the country.
Yep.
And so on Monday, he says again, we don't think the unemployment benefits are the problem, but if you're offered a job, you have to take it by law. And he sort of addressed something that he and his administration have said isn't a problem. But, he spent quite a bit of time talking about what you know, his administration doesn't think is a problem. And I think that that underscores that they see some weakness here.
Oh, I think so. And you know, the money that we're talking about here, this added bonus of staying at home, is over and above their normal unemployment benefits that they get. If I were a Republican in Congress, Philip, tell me how stupid I am. Here's my proposal. You're getting an extra $300, right? Is it $300 a week now? I think it is. Mm-hmm. So starting now in June, the first week of June, we'll pay you $300. The next week, we'll pay you $200. The next week, we'll pay you $150. And the last week of the month, we'll pay you $100. And then in July, it stops. If you're really smart, you'll use the time and the money that you have to go out and find a job. And I'm not sure what's like in the Beltway, here in Fort Wayne, Philip, if you drive three blocks, you're going to stumble over about five help wanted signs.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, you know, the proposal that you just outlined, there are plenty of House and Senate Republicans who are sort of coming up with their preferred solution. One that seems, you know, pretty interesting comes out of the Senate, and that idea is you basically take that unemployment, those funds that have already been allocated, and you use those as a signing bonus, mm-hmm. and say, if you go get a new job, this money, you know, this pot of money will be yours. In that way, you would get people back into the workforce and give them an incentive rather than giving them a cushion to stay home.
Yeah, I just think it's insane to say, well, this money that we're giving them has nothing to do with the people not coming back to work. Of course it does. Whatever my regular unemployment is, if I'm sitting there making $600 or $700 a week not working, the attraction of going back to work at my previous job and make about $580 a week is not real strong. I mean, it's, you know, even I can do the math. The other thing real quick that he said, he goes, because of the American Rescue Plan, forecasters are projecting that we'll see the fastest economic growth in nearly 40 years. First of all, Philip, when I go to all my financial sources and resources I have, I find nobody saying that. And then he said, our economic plan right now is working. And my question is, where?
It's interesting because this administration has to worry about inflation. I know that there were a number of conservatives who sounded the alarm on inflation during the Obama years. Those warnings didn't come true. But we're talking about trillions and trillions of dollars that have been pumped into the economy in a very short amount of time. And the current administration has one solution to all of the problems right now, and that is to spend more money. I think that, you know, there is pent-up demand. The experts and the analysts, you know, say that because you have a number of people who are getting vaccinated and are eager to return to work. But the question is, are the dollars that they're going to be earning, are they going to be worth as much when we see everything from the, you know, price of gas to lumber to a gallon of milk increasing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, we say this all the time. Part of my fear is I'm afraid that Joe Biden has spent so much of his life inside the Beltway that he forgets exactly what life is like out here. He says it every time he's running for office, but he's been gone from Scranton for a very long period of time. Philip, I always appreciate you being on. Great insights. Thank you so much for what you do and what you keep doing. Stop showing up on Fox News so often. Every time I look up, I'm like, he's on there again. And you know, of course, I can't get on Fox News. I can't afford their rates. I'm not wealthy or very you know, plugged in like you are.
That makes two of us.
Well, Philip, thank you so very much. The pride of Northeast Indiana and doing a great job for Real Clear Politics. If you go to Real Clear Politics, you can read his columns. He's got one or two a week in there, and they're awesome. And a lot of other great writers, too. Philip, for today, thanks a bunch.
Hey, thanks, Pat. Hope everything goes well tomorrow.
Hey, thank you. Talk to you soon.
Podcasts by Federated Media. Podcasts by Federated Media.